Oprah. Can you hear me? Oprah versus Donald 2020 and beyond is a conversation by Julie Benetti and Susan Barbaro and is a production of EI Alliance, copyright 2021.
Welcome back. If you're listening to our podcast, thank you and congratulations.
Congratulations! Woohoo! What did I win?
You won a lifetime. You won a brand new lifetime. How's that?
There you go. A brand new, just one.
You won one thing.
It's a brand new life. It's a whole.
You know, one of the things that we talked about is and I think this is an important topic to discuss, is, you know, Julie and I have struggled, and we've gone back and forth 1,000 times, and do we charge for things, do we don't charge, because we think, you know, I'm going to say that, you know, a lot of the stuff that we get, I feel like we're doing the work, but we're getting information that's really important for everybody. And so, you know, a lot of the stuff that I write, I don't mind. I'm like, hey, just put it up for free. I don't care. Because I wrote it, I moved past it. And if it helps someone, great. If it doesn't, so be it. I'm not, you know. And then we started talking about these podcasts. And if you're listening to this, it should, you know, bring you a little bit of some, you know, self-reflection that if we were charging $100 for each one of these podcasts, that would be, in my mind, I could say excessive, because if someone's doing the work,
yeah,
and so we're not charging that. We're charging less than a cup of coffee. But I honestly believe that you need to, everybody needs to step up, and in the oneness of us all, it's about balance. It's always about balance. It's never about me over anyone else or anyone else over you or over me, if I'm going to be correct. Mm-hmm. And we talked about this, and you know, if you're not willing to step up and do the work in any way, shape, and form, then what are you getting?
And you know, I want to go a little further than that, because that's almost like a, not a past conversation, but now this is the path we are on, and we have been on this path, and we're sharing it, and we have been sharing it, and now it's time for, you know, everybody listening to claim their own space in this path, and mm-hmm. and to claim, you know, their own life, and to experience the oneness of it. And the beautiful thing about this is, you know, we're not just looking and see, okay, how many podcasts we do and how much is it, blah, 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 blah. None of that is relevant. What it is, you know, by already tuning in and subscribing, you've made this very cool choice to stay in the energy for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a decision. I mean, you done it. And, you know, we were talking a little bit earlier because, you know, I want to say in this funny way, we stopped for a snack. It's not a treat, but we stopped for a snack, because oftentimes when we go into this intensity and this awesome vibration and the energy, and we really like collaborate, and we go in the you know, mastermind energy of just going into the whole sphere of infinite intelligence and everything, whatever you want to say, we go up into the woo-hoo, you know, or the woo-woo, whatever, and you know, when we're in that, we're sharing. It's funny because we're here as physical beings. You know, as right. much as I want to, you know, not fight that I used to in the past, but we're here as physical beings, and you know, our bodies are like, oh, I need nutrition. You know, need something, and so anything, yeah, need food. Yes, basically. And so we stopped for a snack as opposed to a treat. We right. weren't giving ourselves a treat because, you know, bark, bark, we did, you know, we performed correctly. No. We stopped for a snack to fuel, to refuel ourselves. And, you know, that's funny. That's one of the parts in the blue book. You know, where do you fuel?
Your
presence, right? Isn't that it? Fueling your presence. And, you know, and that was just simple, you know, whatever, some food, some sustenance to, because we're in this and we're moving with it, and it's fun, and we want to move with it, and we want to share it. And you're participating by coming in and sharing.
And, you know, one thing, and I will take credit for this, because I've said this, You did, you actually, and you get credit when I say what I'm going to say, you're going to see both. It's not about, it's funny because, so before I even say that, well, we've chronicled our journey. We have chronicled where we started and where we moved. And you can actually follow in the footsteps. And it's not like, okay, you're going to be Susan Barbara or Julie Benetti.
Right.
But we have chronicled this. And one of the things that you will have the benefit of is when Julie and I, you know, we were just on our way for our fueling, not treat, we realize that, you know, when we talk and we go into the space and you know, you're hearing the collaboration on this end, but you didn't hear the years of collaboration before everything came about. And when we sat down, we kind of had to get to know each other and figure out, you know, because we have very different backgrounds in some respects. But there was never a competition between us. I think we both came from different sides, so maybe that was a benefit to us because we weren't competing. I was very different, and Julie was very different, and we just said, this is who we are, and it was like, wow, this is kind of cool because we're so different. And with that, whatever we did, we pushed each other, and it was never a competition. It was never, this is my space. It was never, this is my anything. Anything I knew, I completely and fully shared with Julie. That said, I fully shared with whoever was in my space at any point. That was never a, I always fully shared. Certain people wouldn't want to hear it or couldn't open up to that, and that's fine. But the more I threw at Julie, she just picked it up and kept going. I actually described her to someone just recently as, I haven't figured out yet what I can give her that she can't handle. I haven't been able to figure that out yet. And I would, you know, from what Julie's told me, and I don't want to speak for her, but she's done basically the same thing with other people. And I can personally say I met one person, I've met many people, but that was like, oh, you guys are lucky you met each other. And I'm like, hello, you, she was one of your students for, and she was open to this. And where the hell, your head was up your behind. Like, what the hell was wrong with you? And this is everybody, people that are like, oh my God. And I'm like, I don't want to say what a phony because I don't want to be rude, but it's like, what the hell was wrong with you? Yeah. You know, all your talk, well, you know, put your money where your mouth is. And she didn't. And that's secondary. It's not important. But when I met Julie, I held nothing back, and she held nothing back, and we opened up to, and because of that, the space just was amazingly huge, is as it is. And we, there was never, I know this, and you don't know this, and because of that, what I will speak for myself, I feel like I know, I can't even always put into words. There's a vastness and a hugeness, and it's, and I was saying that it defines the mastermind principle, you know, the whole 1 + 1 = 3. It's not just you get the benefit of two minds, it goes into again, the mastermind comes in,
right?
And if you can be open to that, I mean, the sky's the limit,
right?
And we've done that. And, you know, because of that, you know, we're bringing that to you.
And we have, and we have brought it. And it's here. It's here. And it's here. And you're participating in it.
Because
by joining in. You're joining in. And so, you know, sometimes we were reflecting a little bit about, you know, where we came from and how we got here into the space, and it's moving. So we're not like defining and
no,
situating it and setting up a tent. No, we're not.
Yeah.
And so it's moving, which is awesome. And, you know,
that's important. I just to emphasize that, because people have mentioned that they believe that this is a space that we create, and we decide who comes in and who doesn't, and when they come in, and the way it works, it's got nothing. It's almost like I'm a bubble and Julie's a bubble, and we get together, we hit a bigger bubble, and we move on. It's not some secret lair
No.
Someplace that we found that nobody, it's like, it's literally, it's right in front of your freaking face. It's like right there, you it slaps you in the face. If you don't recognize it, it just slaps you in the face.
Yeah. And it's so funny. You don't have to be anything to do or do anything to be a part of it. Just be yourself. Just go in there and explore yourself. And we were talking earlier about how, like, this has been, like, almost, you know, because I come from a science background and stuff, and this has almost been like a science experiment. Of course it is. As a human being, it's a science experiment. And you know, where, you know, I could look back and just, you know, pinpoint a couple of spaces of, you know, I know a lot of people, too, are coming from the quote-unquote healing background. Mm-hmm. And, you know, New Age terminology and practitioners, and either, you know, you're stuck there going, what happened? This was supposed to free me and it didn't. All that stuff in the New Age just kind of constricted me, right? And divided
and
me.
Constricting is dividing. Yep. We were talking. Yep. I mean, no, keep going, because what you're saying is just so poignant.
And so, you know, there's you know, so you were either moving through that or not. And we have that little, you know, visual that we give all the time. It's like you're on an elevator, and did you get off on the fourth floor? If you get off on the fourth floor and you're doing, I'm going to be specific, doing mediumship and you're psychic and you rituals and you do it, but and you want to stay there and you're happy there, you know, as a pig in, what they say,
pig in a poke.
A pig in a poke, there you go. Then all great, all more to you. I'm not saying anything about that. But, you know, if you're not happy, and if there's something, and that's not, are you happy? That's not that question, because we dealt with that too.
Well, so, you know what? Actually, it's you know when you feel, the way I describe it is something's off.
Yeah, something's missing.
It's not, it's could be missing, or there's like something I didn't get.
Yeah.
And it's got nothing to do with, are you happy?
Yeah,
it's
no, because that's an easy, because like, you know me, I'm trying to talk faster and faster and faster as I go to that space. And so when you're moving with this stuff and you start to see, oh, okay, there's the funny part about it is, you know, whether it be the writing and the materials we've written and the stuff we've ventured into and the podcasts and everything, you know, there's a progression, and that doesn't mean that, oh gosh, I got to go back and listen to the first one, and then it's a chronological. No, it's not. It's a cyclical. Mm-hmm. It's not a chronological. Mm-hmm. It's not like you're missing anything. If you can go back and listen to the first ones, and you can, and you know, you could be, you know, whatever space you're in. It's not, okay, you're this level and you're a beginner, you're a newbie, or you're advanced. None of that. There's none of that at all. But, you know, you're actually, you know, bravo, pat yourself on the back. You're in here doing the work. You're in here doing the work. Or you wouldn't be here.
When Julian and we were out driving, because we left, you know, one space and we were going, and we saw a sign. Of a constructor, someone had a little construction sign in front of their house, and it was related to a company that we know very well. Mm. And we were laughing to say, is that what they're doing now? You know, because they're into real estate, I'll just say that. And so we started laughing because, you know, it's like, oh, well, maybe now they're going, well, now we're going to go and we're going to start building, you know, people's houses. We're going to start changing things. And we're like, yeah, they'll be like, well, we'll undercut everyone and we'll make more money. Yeah. And I thought, you know, that mindset, so there's a different mindset between we're going to undercut and we're going to make more money versus I'm going to use this company to propel me. Like, I'm going to, you know, it's like a healthy competition.
Yep. Yep.
You know, you try to push each other to do great things.
Yeah.
Versus we're going to do this and, you know, we're going to screw them, we're going to undercut them. That's a division.
Yeah.
And the minute you compare, so I can talk about it from a company standpoint.
Yeah.
But it relates to people. If you're comparing, you've already, it's almost like, you know, it's so I'm about to embark upon a new adventure for myself, because I'm also, I know all this stuff so well. There's a part of me that's like, okay, shut up and put it to use.
Put it into practice.
I want to put it into practice. And so I'm adjusting something that, you know, as Julie, you know, I'm not going to go into the details. I could, but it's funny because Julie's like, you know, you got exactly what you wanted.
Yeah.
And, you know, in so many pieces of this is exactly what I wanted. And it's all new. And I think to myself, okay, I want to do this differently because I know better. And it's never about dividing. It's funny because I'm joking around. I'm being myself. Kind of with the attitude, it's always been like, well, if this doesn't work out, it's okay. Because I'm myself. Mm. That's the win.
Mm. Mm.
And so, and of course, I would put myself in a situation where being myself would be the most challenging. The reason I mention
the easiest, maybe it's the easiest at all of all for you to do now.
So, and the reason I mention that is because there's something more to what we're talking about, and being and having a successful life. It's not what we've been fed. It's not the divisiveness. It's not the, you know, competition is good. I would never get rid of competition because it's through competition that forces you to do more. Julie, you know, I'm going to say it again. I haven't yet figured out what she can't do. I keep putting things in. There's nothing she can't do. So it pushes me. Mm. It's like, step up.
So it's funny because you say that, and my only response is, we can all do everything.
Right.
And you either come to terms with that, or you don't. And that's your own. That's not a judgment. We can all do everything. Oh no, I'm not. And you know, it's funny. We were reflecting and looking back because who among us here, I'm going to say it like that, hasn't had an experience as a healer, as a practitioner. And I'm using air quotes. You can't see that. As you know, all these things that you know, as a psychic, as a this, as a that, and if you wanted to stay there, you stayed there, and you know, you might. You know, when I ask, you know, if you're asking yourself kind of what are you doing or what is this or what can I make from this or where does my, you know, life move or where am I going or what's happening, you know, the understanding too is that there's an immense energy from, I mean, we're on a planet that's moving.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We're moving. Change is occurring. You know, all this stuff is based in nature. We see it in the cycles of the season. We see stuff.
And our senses would tell us we're not moving.
Because
I'm just saying that our senses are based on a belief system.
Well, again, you know, that's where I like to throw in that little, you know, idiomatic phrase, you know, that's the gravity of the situation, you know, which is like, bada bing. and you know, at this point, I mean, with all the energy and everything that's going on in such a transformational period, I mean, we're stepping into more of ourselves and taking the initiative and leading and being empowering and just focusing. Focusing, you know, on, you know, I'm just going to say it, what we came here to do.
So I'm going to have fun with this by saying, once you understand the concept that we're trying so hard, not only to explain to you, but to understand ourselves, because we're accessing it as we talk to you. This isn't something we accessed 6 months ago or a week ago. The podcast we did earlier, it was in real time. When we do these podcasts, we go into that space of oneness, and we're trying to gain more understanding as to what we're really talking about, because it's changing. And so I know, so sometimes I think we kind of go between, okay, let's define it, and that's not really the right word, but let's try to define what it is and what it looks like or whatever, and then we go into places that we go into another space where like, okay, what can we do with it? What more can we do with it? And we keep going further because things keep changing. And what keeps happening changes. So this isn't just, you know, and this is where we joke about, you know, I'll go into joking about the Bible, that it was like a parable. It was not, or it was an anecdote, because it's a word we use. It was not a historical account. It could have, and I'm not going to argue that point with anyone, because that's secondary. It's not important to me. But what I meant is that what was written was, you know, and how do you, if you write it, we speak English, we're natural English speakers. So we can use certain words But there's a little nuance, and if it doesn't get translated correctly, it's all lost, because we're not talking about actual, okay, take 3 steps, turn left, walk 5 meters, and turn right, and then hop up. And it's not. It's very nuanced. So it's, so of course, you have to hear differently, and you have to learn differently.
Huh.
But we know that the stories and the and what can be done, and again, I'm struggling for the vocabulary, is really the magic.
Mm.
And living with that understanding, it's not just wear once so now go to the church and follow God. I'm just using Catholic religion because that's how I was raised, okay? Mm. And I don't want to embarrass myself by talking about other religions and looking like an idiot. But in terms of the Catholic religion, you go in and it's like, okay, we are all one. What does that mean? Okay, you come to the church, you donate, you do all these things. No.
Mm.
It means if you're one, then life and communication and challenges are very different. It takes on a whole different meaning.
Mm.
And I think that's part of where we're going with this. No, I'm not defining it. I'm not saying it. It's just that as I'm in that space, what is it I'm trying to say? And I'm like, there's a different way of existing and accessing that oneness. Mm-hmm. And what does it mean? It doesn't mean, okay, we're all, it's like you even go further into to differences.
Mm.
Because it's not difference. It's like embracing the beauty. It's like there's the beauty of a rose versus a tulip versus a daffodil. They're all beautiful. And you can appreciate it because you know they're all one. They're all flowers. But you can start to appreciate differences. And it's not the way people are out there saying it. It's a whole... I don't know how to... It's like me. You put on nail polish, right? Mm. I could put on pink nail polish. Mm. And then I could put on purple nail polish. And then I could put in brown nail polish. I can enjoy all of them.
Yeah. It's funny because when you're talking about differences, I mean, again, there's a terminology that's been bastardized.
Yeah.
And because, you know, the celebration of differences, of the different species of birds, of the different plants, of the different, you know, people, of the different cultures, of the different... And instead, differences, you know, are manipulated and utilized against you.
Mm.
And so you're different.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's great. Celebrate it. That's great. And you know, it's funny, and I kept hearing as you were talking and sharing that, you know, it's, you know, it really is time, and we've said this before, it really is time. It doesn't matter what your quote-unquote profession or how you termed yourself or defined yourself was before, whatever you want to call the before, because I'm throwing in time, I'm being a little bit of a trickster here. It doesn't matter what you describe yourself as now. You're constantly changing. And, you know, to have a more open, you know, accessible, intense, connected, sourced conversation about, you know, what it is you're moving with is so much more, has so much more vitality than anything else that you want to ground. And, you know, I kept hearing,
that's the missing,
it's time. You either take yourself into it or you don't. And you know what? I don't, I'm not saying this in a bad way, but I don't care what you do.
No.
And you don't care.
And it's not for
and
me
it's
to
not
tell
because
someone
we're being
to or
jerks.
Not to.
Right. And it's not because we're being jerks. I don't care. No, no, it's not my business. I'm taking care of myself with self-care, and I'm minding my home business with self-care. And that doesn't mean I'm blowing you off or anything. No. But I mean, what a beautiful expression. It's time.
So you know,
and you either take yourself into it or you don't.
And you know what's going to make that feel the way that you described one way or another? If you relate to being a victim.
Mm.
I'm a victim. You're not helping me. It's like, no. We are actually giving you the tools that nobody else has given.
Yep.
Nobody. Everyone else says, oh, you can do it. No. We've said that because we believe it. But it's not for us to make the decision for you. It's your turn to make a decision for yourself. And if that feels scary, that's okay.
Yeah.
But if that feels like, oh, you're being mean, well, now you're just playing a victim.
Right. And that's
we don't support that, because not the truth. No. And truth and the truth is that it's not helping you.
Right.
So we're not going to support that. Don't be the victim. And you know what? You're going to save yourself.
Right.
And there's so many times I sit there and I've said, like, oh, wouldn't it be nice if just blah, 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 you know, that you're not going to save. You are going to save yourself.
Yeah.
And it could come in ways you never expected. But if you're looking for one specific, you just, and that's the reason. And if you think that, oh, that's not nice, they don't care, that's you playing a victim.
Right.
Manipulation.
Right.
And you know what? The time for that is over. The time for that is over.
Yeah.
And you know what? The only thing I will say is that you can do it. You can do it. These podcasts, you know, it's funny because Julie and I are no different than anyone else. We don't sit and complain. You know, sometimes you hear stories and we kind of keep it generic, but you don't hear the crap that we've had to deal with our entire life. We've had to deal with a lot of crap, a lot of issues, a lot of things. But we made the decision to find a way of moving forward. And so we recorded this, not just today, but all, you know, from the very beginning to get to the point where we are today. And we shared that. So if you think that Julie or Susan are lucky, as some people have said, you're lucky, number one, because of who you are, and number two, because of what you found each other. Well, number one, we're no different. And number two, we've shared everything, for the most part, that we've worked on together, that we helped each other with to figure out things and to move forward. We have shared all of it.
Hey, the simplest thing is we made a commitment to ourselves.
Right.
We made a commitment to ourselves. We stand by ourselves. Sometimes we have a good day, a bad day, whatever.
Yeah.
We get up, we go to sleep, we take a nap, whatever. We have a good meal, blah, blah, blah. We made a commitment to ourselves.
And we did the work. And we continue to do the work.
Right.
It's going to be something.
And we take ourselves into it because we've decided we want to, and we allow things to go cellular, and we share the experience, and that's why, you know, even to say, oh, anybody could do it, and what anyone wants to say to us, and I don't care.
No,
I'm committed to myself.
But I made that little soliloquy because I wanted to express, I wanted to give, like, okay, here's the deal of why we're saying it.
Mm.
And it's a one time, I made that point. And now going forward, you're right. It's not a blow off. It's step it up and let's go. And, you know, I would love if I had found this years ago and I could listen to this as I was doing my own work. I always joke I would have been here 20 years earlier or whenever
always perfect time.
Yeah, I know.
Whether you're experiencing it now or...
Right.
I mean, this is like a funny and ridiculous aside, but, you know, there have been times where, you know, I see this great creative project and I think, I wish I was in on it in the beginning.
Yeah.
And then I go back and I try to review everything and I try to get in the beginning and then let me get to where they are now, and it's great to get where they, you know, and then I find, success somewhere, you know, and it's like, it's timeless. You know, what we're expressing and what we're sharing is timeless. And you made the point of being timely and being here for it.
So the one difference is, you know, there's so many podcasts out there about making tons of money and being, you know, all these things to do, to be rich, to be famous, to do this, to do that. And those are great. I'm not dissing them. That's wonderful. But what's always struck me is these... And for a while, we saw it nonstop. And I don't know what's going on in the in crowd because I don't really care. But you know, you hear these people that are out there and they're rich and they're powerful, and they commit suicide or they have things happen. And again, we talk about Jim Carrey, who always says everyone should be rich and powerful to realize that that's not the answer. And the problem is that, no, it's not the answer. The divisiveness is not the answer. And all of those focus on divisiveness. Divide. Make yourself stand out. I'm saying you can do the exact same thing, being one of it all, without being divisive. You don't have to be a separate. You can do the same thing in a different way and have just as much abundance. What?
I'm sorry, and all I can say is, hear, hear!
So there you go. Continue listening and have some fun with us.
Thank you for subscribing and listening to this production from EI Alliance. Check out our Amazon Authors pages and Google Play Books for our books and ebooks, and our fan link for podcasts available everywhere. Find music from the Free Rock Trio and New Threads everywhere too.